repeat my opening spiel here. Congratulations to all of you on making it to the All-Star Game. We've all proved your prowess with fairly standard academic quiz bowl, but now it's time for something different. The first section of this all-toss-up packet will consist entirely of movie ideas. The rules for this round will be slightly modified. The game will be played in these teams using standard base NSC scoring, 20-point power to the max, but each team will have two opportunities to buzz.
Yep.
Just like last year. Good luck. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Great. Toss-up one. With the end of Prohibition, A. Smith Bowman turned the Sunset Hills farm in his modern-day location to the production of Gentleman Bourbon. A 2015 article in this town's newspaper asked whether Isaac Newton Square would be its next hot neighborhood. Most of the land in this modern-day city was bought with proceeds from the sale of Carnegie Hall. This city was founded on the principle that the wisest choice of opportunities be made available for the full use of leisure time. Both Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong have elementary schools named for them in this town.
Reston.
You're in it, right? Toss-up 2. The Wikipedia page for these things has a not-to-be-confused-with link for a page that describes Little Writer and other devices used to pirate 3DS games. Damien Elmas' homepage assumes that you're contacting him regarding software that emulates these things. Kathy Hirsch Posek co-wrote a book about how Einstein never used these things.
Flashcards.
20 points. Toss-up 3. This technology, which was the answer to a part of bonus 16 in the tiebreaker's pre-packet, can serve as a convenient tool for water toxicity assessment, according to a paper by Petraus Kina that studied mass variations. France imported some 6 million of these tools annually in the 1830s. A 10th century Anglo-Saxon book named for this technology contained an instruction for curing an eye sty that researchers at the University of Nottingham's Ancient Biotics Project concluded had a medical basis in the MRSA bacterium. Cocaine is sometimes used to remove these things, which are frequently used to treat post-operative
things.
Treat post-operative hematomas. The saliva in these creatures numbs the pain of their bite, so you should check whether any are biting you right now. For 10 points, name these creatures.
Yeah.
Okay. Used for bloodletting.
Leeches.
Yes. They're leeches. That is 10 points. Yes. Two buzzes on both teams. Toss 4. This phrase is almost never used to refer to the series of technological developments that can be traced through Edmund Brown's 1874 auto clearing design to the recognizably modern designs of New Orleans inventor Camille J. Rocon to the now common molded plastic model created by Harold Eads of the Ames Company. This phrase is much less interestingly used to refer to a ballet by Gavin Gordon and Nina DeValois, and an opera that includes the arias I Burn, I Freeze, and I Was Never Saner, which are also known as Shadow's Departure and Shadow's Aria. Those works are both based on a series that ends with scenes set in Fleet Debtor's Prison and Bedlam. For 10 points, give this phrase, you can refer to the development of the garden tool or to a series of William Miller.
Rake's Progress.
That's right. Toss 5. One of these creatures has a snuggling stick for comfort and is scared of these sky puppies. The book In Which Bound Africa describes chaos by observations of one of these animals called a conga mato. The mythical New Zealand rope hen is one of these organisms theoretically belonging to the genus of Rhamphorhynchus. A group of these.
Are they like pterosaurs?
That's 20 points.
Oh,
more pterosaurs. Toss 6. This experiment about delayed gratification was conducted at Stanford by Walter Mitchell. Its subjects were given the choice of one of.
Isn't this the marshmallow test?
You get 12 points, but you would have gotten more had you waited longer. Do not describe what you're trying to do out loud unless I prompt you to do so. Some questions might involve a prop, you can either find something or mine it. Some questions require a partner. When you buzz, you must choose a partner or multiple partners, as the case may be, and perform the action. Without explicitly stating what you're trying to do, you can physically or verbally direct them to do things. Good luck. Toss 7. In an arguably poorly written Medium article about this action, author Sharon Selman claims to have asked around on young internet chat blogs to determine the racist origin of this action and why it must... It's a fantastic book. That's 24 minutes. Much like in
what?
2018, partner required. In a painting titled for performing this action, its central figure hunches over below three prominent yellow stars. Wyndham Lewis described the depiction of this action as a sturdy Flemish burgher stooping to a roast goose. An erect penis was painted over a Matthew Cuvée's in another depiction of this action, whose larger performer reportedly inspired the pale man from Pan's Labyrinth. A partner missing a head and a right arm would be ideal, but not necessary for replicating. Nine. The most famous performer of this action used it to end a 2018 speech in which the phrase "a magical place where the dynamics of positive and negative seem to exist in extremes" was used to refer to Howard University. Collins and Jarrah did it after scoring his 250th career try, and Sasha Vickery did it after pulling off a stunning upset of Armenia Muguruza. This action was inspired by a pose common in ancient Egyptian statuary, but... No, it's not. Once again, it's still not damage. New Kingdom male loyalty. This action's first on-screen appearance was in a trailer while the narrator says, "What kind of king are you going to be?" Each team still has one buzz. Max got it.
With three topics to go, we have a score of insular backbiting with 72 points, and one of those with 50 points.
All right. Still anyone's game. Cost number 10. In March 2018, the person depicted performing this action landed a commission for the BBC Three comedy show Enterprise. One of the first instances of this meme involved a suggestion that might allow one to play FIFA after 6 p.m. in peace. User at AO Tristan created an instance of this meme about not reading the Constitution, featuring an image of Donald Trump instead of the usual central figure. This actually originated in a scene from Hood. 10 points. According to the memoir of the person who performed this. You got it! 40 points! And here is that last awesome. Multiple partners required to reenact this scene. This scene is part of a notably textless artwork designed by John Kosh. The Red Hot Chili Peppers replicated this scene in 1988 while naked except for conveniently placed socks. Please don't replicate that part. You have to get your team to do this, remember.
Can I use words?
No. You can tell them what to do, but not why they're doing it.
Okay. Should we do it on the stage, or?
Wherever you like.
Okay. Should I take off my... Okay. So, I think you just do what I'm doing, except all in front of me in a line, facing that way.
Oh.
No, you all can choose on
the line. Or put them on, as the case may be.
Okay, Alex.
Just to clarify, Max, what are you doing?
This is the cover of Abbey Road.
That's right.
With the final score of Boyd G, 100 points, and Sir Jack Boyd with 72 points.
One of these years it'll be damaged.
everybody is seated, we're going to be ready for awards. I'm going to announce what award it is and what team has won it. If they are still here, I will invite them to come up and receive their award. Once you have received your award, please step over to case member Aaron Rosenberg, who will take a photo of you all with your awards. At this time, if you would like to bring a family member or a coach up with you to also take a picture, they are welcome to stand with Aaron and also take a picture. All right. So we're going to start with our small school teams. Our third place small school team is Plymouth Regional from New Hampshire, who has picked up their award and gone home, but they did a great job. Our second place small school is Island Trees of New York, who has also picked up their award and gone home. Small school team is Lehigh Valley, and they're here with us today.
Also, get all of these.
I'll just take one.
They're okay.
I have enough. And yeah, maybe I'll bring one home for my brother. Even
though yeah, sure.
Yeah, take one. Our third place junior varsity team is Ed W. Clark from Nevada.
I'll take all of them.
All right, our second place JV team had to leave, but they are Canyon Crest B from California. Is going to be Miami Valley of Ohio. All right, moving on to our top 16 overall teams. Number 16 is Battleground Academy in Tennessee. All right, number 15 is Ladue A of Missouri, who has gone home. Lhasa A from Texas.
Looks like Lhasa.
Lhasa, are you in the room? All right, we've nailed them flat. Number 13 is Thomas Jefferson B. Right here. here in Virginia.
It was Andrew.
All right. Number. Again, guys, Aaron Rosenberg will take a picture on this side. All right. Number 12 is Plano West in Texas. All right. They may also need to be mailed to five. All right, now we've got four teams in our no-go up left, so I'm gonna ask you guys to let me go through the list of all four and then we can clap for them. All right, so number 11 is Detroit Catholic Central A of Michigan. Number 10 is Montgomery Blair A of Maryland. Number 9 is Richard Montgomery A, also from Maryland. And number 8 is Beaver Creek from Ohio. So they'll all be coming up. Number 7 is Crystal Springs Uplands from California. All right, number 6 is Adlai Stevenson A from Illinois.
It was amazing to see everyone competing here and having tons of fun and amazing to see all the hard work that Pace members have put in over the year coming to fruition with the great tournament. It really made me remember what I enjoy about working for Pace and remaining involved in Quiz Bowl after I finished high school, finished college. I'm still staying a part of the community. So thank you, everyone. And I hope you had a great time, and I'm excited to see you all next year.